Hello, I'm Tariah Hyland. I am a senior at St. George's Technical High School and a rising freshman to Howard University.
Hi, everyone. I am Makaya Tatum Islam. I am a junior at Del Castle Technical High School.
All right. Well, thank you guys for, you know, being here with me today and talking a little bit about what you guys, your organization, the Delaware Black Student Coalition. First off, could you guys tell me a little bit about what the Delaware Black Student Coalition is for people who might not know what it is?
Yeah, so I guess I can do that. So I'm actually one of the founders of the coalition. I'm one of seven founders of the coalition. And the Delaware Black Student Coalition is a very student-led organization that primarily gives space to Black students across the state of Delaware. All of the members that we currently have all come from very different schools across the state, from the bottom of Delaware to the top, all different grades. We range from middle school, high school to college students, all Black students. And the organization basically enables Black student leaders to be advocates, to push for change within their schools, but then to really just give space to them as, you know, Black students and as Black people. We like to think of ourselves as really just a statewide Black student union, just empowering one another and just pushing for the change that we want to see, but also while empowering and instilling the wisdom and the knowledge that we wish we could have gotten all along.
So you guys are sort of a support network for Black students across the state, both in public school, but also in college as well. Do you have members that are in college then?
Yeah, we do. We have students that are at DSU and Howard and Norfolk State University, but they are from Delaware, but some go to school out of state.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And Makaya, you are not one of the founding members. Why don't you tell me how you got involved in this coalition? How did you find out about it? How did you get involved?
Definitely. So Tariah is actually in my school district, and we're part of the NCCVC Multicultural Student Task Force. So I knew her previously, and she just told us about this coalition, and I thought it was a really amazing opportunity. So I joined and became a part of the family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so obviously one of the big reasons I wanted to talk to you guys was as, high school students, people who are in public school, one important bill that's coming up that I know is a focus point of your guys is the Black History Education Bill that's currently being considered in the legislature. Why don't you tell me a little bit about how this kind of bill would affect, you know, students like you, or maybe would affect you personally I don't believe that any of you guys would be affected by the bill because it comes into effect in 2022. But, you know, if you were to get this sort of education at your school, how would that sort of affect you personally? Makaya, why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Definitely. So my hope for this bill is unexplainable. I believe that this bill will help younger Black generation see themselves in a more positive light instead of just being taught over and over again about the generational curses or just being oppressed by the colonizers, the same thing over and over in school, civil rights or slavery. So just seeing ourselves in a positive light and being represented how we see ourselves in a day-to-day basis, I believe is changing for our future.
Yeah, I definitely want to echo everything that Makaya said. And like you said, unfortunately, I will not personally be benefiting from this bill because I'll be in college. But just to think, when I think of, you know, future generations, when I think of my cousins and my siblings that, you know, will benefit from this bill, and, you know, just thinking of, you know, their future and all the hope that I have for them and how tremendously they would be impacted by this bill and then the work that, you know, we are putting behind this bill, is why it's fuel for me to, you know, keep going and to keep advocating, keep pushing, because I do not want my, you know, younger cousins or my, just any younger Black kids to grow up and navigate and have to navigate the same education system that I currently have to and still, you know, am fighting against. And so, you know, as they are young kids, you know, babies, I just really, really have a lot of hope for the education that they will receive. And, you know, with this bill that continues to drive and fuel that hope that I have that, you know, they will be empowered, you know, through the text that they read and truly, truly educated.
Mm-hmm. You guys mentioned a little bit about what you guys learn right now in terms of Black history. Why don't you tell me a little bit, because I don't come from Delaware. I didn't grow up here, so I didn't go to public school. I'm not really sure how you guys learned about stuff, but why don't you tell me a little bit about what your experience was like learning about Black history right now and how this bill would be different than that?
Yeah, so for me, I would definitely say I haven't really learned much of anything. All that I would say that I probably learned was, briefly about slavery. And even then, it's like we were taught lies. Our people that owned slave were empowered. Owned slaves were empowered through our curriculum. We learned about, people like Thomas Jefferson, and we learned about him in a positive light. But no one ever, talked about how he was a slave owner. And so even then, not only being ripped of the truth, but just being fueled lies, and just even the lies that we are fueled and the education that we are taught is just completely untruthful. And so I would definitely say we only really ever learn about, slavery, and even then a diluted version of that. And then maybe if we're lucky, then a few, civil rights leaders. But those normally consist of, MLK and Rosa Parks, who did amazing work, but, we would love a variety.
And Makai, would you say that that's a similar sort of experience that you had when you were learning about Black history?
Definitely, I can echo what Tarai said. We mostly just learned about slavery and a couple of civil rights leaders, but there's more to our history. Like Madam C.J. Walker, I only heard of her in church when I was younger. So our school system doesn't really teach us the most important things of our culture. They just teach us what has been passed on through their generation, what they heard, instead of what represents us.
So this bill would change that by teaching people in schools more about, other change makers in Black history, contributions to, American culture by Black leaders and inventors and things like that. At least that's what I heard in the debate stuff. And those are the kinds of things that you think would really benefit to have in our schools, is to learn more about, the positive aspects or the other parts of Black history that might not get reported on or learned about as much, when we're talking about just slavery, basically, which is what kids seem to be the only thing they're learning about right now.
Yeah, exactly. The bill definitely emphasizes that, in the curriculum we learned, pre-slavery and then well after post-slavery. And, we learned not only about, the main, main, quote unquote, mainstream, civil rights leaders and drivers of change, but we learned about, the ones in Delaware, grassroots organizers in Delaware that, definitely shook some Delaware tables and spearheaded a lot of initiatives that we are, benefiting from today. So the bill just really emphasizes, just us being taught in a very inclusive education. And not only will this benefit Black students, but this benefits everyone, because we all were taught untruthful education and really not taught much of anything. So this bill just really ensures that we're making up for the decades and centuries of, not really much of any education on true history of Black people in the whole diaspora.
Yeah. So not just talking about the contributions that Black people have made to America, but also correcting some of the wrongs that have been recorded in history and that people have been learning throughout the ages about slavery and, like Thomas Jefferson owning slaves or things like that. So correcting the record, basically. So I'm wondering if you guys, seeing as this is sort of priority for you guys, I didn't know if you guys listened to any of the debate that was happening by lawmakers when they were considering this bill in the House.
Yeah, we actually, so the DBSC, we have a group chat, and so we have watched every meeting. I actually, on the committee hearing, I served as an expert witness because I directly helped the legislators write the bill and come up with, some of the ideas directly within the legislation. So in the committee hearing, I served as an expert witness, and I was able to answer some of the questions that, the legislators that opposed the bill had. But yeah, what I was saying was DBSC, we have this group chat where we watch it and we like live text in the group chat, and the group chat is just going crazy the entire time. And it was for, both hearings so far, and we're excited for the Senate.
So you guys actually helped in part in actually writing this bill and putting down what you think is important to be covered in this bill.
Yes, exactly. We attended the meetings that they had, where we were able to give our direct input, and I directly, myself and another friend of mine, we were very, very involved in the process and were able to directly advise Sherry Darcy Walker and, the constructing of the bill.
I was wondering if you guys were listening to the debate, which is good because I wanted to run a couple of things by you that I heard in the debate that I thought was just interesting and wanted to get your reaction on it. And one thing that I heard from a couple of different lawmakers were concerned about how this bill would basically create sort of divisions in historical curriculum, where she was talking about how it would be dividing it up into learning about each different race instead of learning about history as a whole. And I just want to get your reactions on like what your thoughts were on that sort of, this bill would create divisions in our learning and our different categories of learning.
So I can actually speak on that. I don't believe that adding Black history to education will create a division. If that is true, then the history that we currently learn, which is European history, it has already divided us. I don't understand how adding Black history would create division when I'm sorry. It's hard to say that what we learn about now, is the history that we learn about now, is all inclusive, because I can just speak on what I've learned is European history, not Hispanic history, not Latino history, not Asian history, not Black history, not any other culture. So all I've learned about is European history and just a tad bit of the Harlem Renaissance, civil rights, and slavery.
Yeah.
I agree I agree wholeheartedly. And even what Micaiah said, I think what the division right now is being perpetrated through the curriculum, we're perpetrating ideas of white supremacy, which is the division, which is the divide. And if anything, this bill is closing the divide and, you know, unifying us, because what we're learning is not like, it's not okay. And I just really, and also just the fact that, you know, it's separating each culture. But I would rather, if we are speaking to that point of it's separating each culture, I would rather learn about different cultures than learn about the only one that I've been learning about, because that's the only one I can speak to. As Micaiah said, I can only speak to white culture and what we've learned, to the very the history of, you know, America and white people within this country. And yeah, so I just don't think that argument is valid, because what we're learning is currently divisive, and what we're learning is just not the truth, in my opinion.
Yeah, so basically what you guys are learning right now is actually the divisive part. And the whole point of this bill is it's going to bring more cultures and more life experiences of people into the mix. And I think I was learning a little bit yesterday about empathy and bringing more empathy into the conversation around social justice. And I feel like that's part of the goal of this bill, is to bring that empathizing in there so people can understand where the other side is coming from. So obviously you guys you mentioned, Tariah, that you guys had you helped in part to write this bill. I was wondering, just after seeing the final draft of the bill from lawmakers, if you think that anything could have been done better about this bill, or if there anything you would like to see added or changed to this curriculum that you think you might have wanted but didn't get added to it.
I honestly think the bill is great. What I really enjoyed about the process is they really, really emphasize, like, you know, if there's anything you guys think should be added and that we can change, like, please let us know. Like, they really, really centered student voice within the formation of this bill, which I really, really appreciated. So on my behalf, I really think this bill is great. And I just really enjoy the fact that, you know, it is very inclusive. When you look at the bill, like, in my personal opinion, it doesn't miss any points, and it doesn't really miss any valuable points in regard to curriculum and inclusivity in regard to Black history.
Mm-hmm. Micaiah, would you agree with that? That you think that it pretty much covers everything?
I absolutely agree.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Cool. So other than this bill, obviously I know that your student coalition has some other priorities other than just Black history education. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what your guys' other priorities are, I guess, from a legislative standpoint, or in general, what you guys are focusing on?
Yeah, I guess legislatively, we also are we're just now starting to follow House Bill 175. This bill was literally like just brought to our attention, which we are like really starting to follow and really like planning on how we can get involved in this process. But this bill is primarily to give students one excused absence to protest and to engage in civic engagement. But that's where we're at on the legislative side. And then also just within our work, we're a fairly new organization. We literally just launched in January, but already have made huge, huge strides. So we're still working on stabilizing ourselves as an organization, recruiting more members. We have about 25 general members as of right now. So we're trying to get those numbers a lot higher. We are working on some initiatives that we're launching this summer. Actually, this Friday, May 7th, we actually will have a roundtable discussion in honor of Mother's Day. And it will be some Black mothers that are in leadership. And then it would also be students who are daughters within DBSC. And it would just be a roundtable discussion between the two where we just really discuss what it's like being a Black woman in this country. And that will be at May 7th at 4:30 via YouTube live stream at DE Black Student Co. But overall, just to really host a lot of discussions, really just advocate for Black students. We actually are also assisting some of our members currently to start Black students within their schools. So we really are trying to really get Black students within schools, all schools throughout Delaware. So that's something that we're really, really trying to push. But yeah, you can just stay up to date with our website, deblackstudentco.com, or on our social media, deblackstudentco. Mm-hmm.
So really trying to build your guys' numbers and create more events and like these sorts of live streams and stuff like that. I actually reported on House Bill 175, which is really interesting to me. It seemed like a really interesting bill, you know. Only two school districts in the entire country offer this excused absence. So Delaware would be the only state to do it statewide, which, yeah, definitely is interesting to me at least. All right. So, That's all I had for you guys. Thank you guys for taking the time to talk with me about Black history and, you know, what it sort of means to you guys as students and, you know, people that it's really going to sort of impact.
Thank you so much. This was awesome. I'm excited for the future.
Yeah, thank you for having us.